Malta, and Rome. After being saved, we learned that the island was called Malta. After 3 months, we boarded a ship that had spent the winter at the island. It belonged to an Alexandrian company and carried the figurehead of Castor and Pollux as insignia. We sailed for Syracuse, staying there for 3 days, and after circling the coast, we arrived at Rhegium. On the following day, a south wind began to blow, and at the end of 2 days, we arrived at Puteoli, where we found some of our brothers who invited us to stay with them for a week. And that was how we came to Rome. Upon our arrival in Rome, the captain turned the prisoners over to the military governor, but permitted Paul to lodge in a private house with a soldier who guarded him. After 3 days, Paul called together the leaders of the Jews. When they had gathered, he said to them, "Brothers, though I have not done anything against our people or against the traditions of our fathers, I was arrested in Jerusalem and handed over to the Romans. They examined me and wanted to set me free, for they saw nothing in my case that deserved death. But the Jews objected, so I was forced to appeal to Caesar without the least intention of bringing any case against my own people. Therefore, I have asked to see you and speak with you, since it is because of the hope of Israel that I bear these chains." They answered, "We have not received any letter about you from Judea, and none of the brothers who have come from there have brought any message or said anything against you. But we wish to hear from you what you think, although we know already that everywhere people speak against this sect that you belong to." They set a day for him and came in great numbers to his lodging. So Paul explained everything he wanted to tell them regarding the kingdom of God and tried to convince them concerning Jesus, taking the law of Moses and the prophets as his starting point. This continued from morning till night. Some were convinced by his words, others were not. Finally, the Jews left, still arguing strongly among themselves, and Paul sent them away with this statement: "What the Holy Spirit said has come true, when he spoke to your ancestors through the prophet Isaiah. Go to this people and say to them, 'However much you hear, you will not understand. You will see and see again, but not perceive. The heart of this people has grown hard. They have covered their ears and closed their eyes, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest their spirit understand, and I should heal them. Let it be known to you then that this salvation of God has been sent to the pagans. They will listen." Paul stayed for 2 whole years in a house he himself rented, where he received without any hindrance all those who came to see him. He proclaimed the kingdom of God and taught the truth about Jesus Christ the Lord quite openly and without any hindrance.